This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to dial toll free here on the eve of what will be likely a terrible, terrible day for the United States. The election, of course, is tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it being over. I can tell you that. I was on the phone with a program director today from our affiliate in Mobile, and just people are exhausted. They are just burned out on this thing and ready to call it a day and move on with whatever hellscape the candidate that wins will bring us to here in the United States. You actually had an interesting quote, Mark. I don't know if you have it pulled up.
It's a Facebook quote I wrote down today. It's not like I would call it completely original to me or anything like that, but I said that tomorrow's president of the United States, I just didn't want to put elect behind it, is literally the result of Americans choosing the lesser of two evils for generations. Vote for the same parties and see what you get next go round.
Yep, and you still hear the same old wasted vote arguments out there. It's just insane. By the way, with you tonight here, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We got a lot to talk about, including one of the things I want to share tonight, which is actually a blog post by you, Melanie, over at freekeen.com, because a lot of people, especially in the libertarian movement, are going to be feeling real burned out. If they're not already feeling burned out.
Well, I'm burned out on the election.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. They're going to be feeling really burned out as of Wednesday morning, because there have been all kinds of difficulties that libertarians have faced here this year with the infighting with the Libertarian Party over their candidate, Gary Johnson, not being principled enough. It's not like we had a Ron Paul to rally behind this time around. And so there's been a lot of frustration. I think more burnout than normal probably this year, especially with, given the just absolutely abysmal choices that people have from the Republicans and Democrats. And people are going, libertarians specifically are going to be looking for a solution, because the fact is voting nationally isn't going to change anything. I'm sorry, but it's just not going to. The solution is to focus our efforts in one geographic area.
I suspect you'll see tomorrow that voting nationally isn't going to make really any difference. I sincerely hope that the Libertarian candidates do very, very well. But, America is petrified that one of the candidates is going to get in office. So they're willing to do anything, including vote against math, vote against their heart, vote against their beliefs, in order to prevent that from happening.
Right. So Melanie wrote up an excellent kind of retrospective on her first year living here in New Hampshire, as she had moved up here to be around a community of like-minded, liberty-minded individuals. And I want to jump into that here in a moment. But, Mark, you and I both had a news story that, we picked on our own. We didn't know that we were both going to pick the same story, and that usually means we should start with that. It's from the Hit and Run blog over at Reason.com, and it's a similar story to one I think we reported earlier this year, but it's actually about a different lady, and I think it's a different state. Maria Rolas, a single mother, is going to trial and could be sentenced to a year in prison for selling a couple bucks worth of a homemade dish, her Mexican ceviche,
yeah,
to an undercover police officer. Rolas, who hails from Stockton, California, is part of I think it was tamales was the last lady that got in trouble for this.
Okay.
Some lady was selling tamales, and it might have been in California as well. But she's from Stockton. She's part of an informal potluck group on Facebook where people who like to cook can trade recipes, cooking tips, and occasionally dishes. It's not uncommon for someone to offer a small amount of money for an equally small amount of food, says Rolas. According to Fox 40, someone in the Facebook group offered to buy a plate of Rolas' signature ceviche, a Mexican seafood dish. The person was an undercover cop carrying out a sting operation. 12 potluck participants were arrested for selling food without a permit.
Four of them.
No, 12.
12 of them. Oh.
Yeah, this is a crackdown.
Yeah, I'm really delighted that the police are spending their kind of time on this.
Well, you know, they're just trying to keep you safe. I mean, this lady could have poisoned the food. She could have, you know, used unsanitary conditions.
But McDonald's is legal.
Well, they have a permit. So you're right.
I heard an argument against this. Somebody said because she's a single mother, it was, you know, what she's identified as, that she's probably on welfare. Therefore, this is okay.
Essentially, that's the argument for it.
She's a bad person.
And well, I mean, she probably is a bad person, but not for selling food.
Okay.
I mean,
I think we've all committed felonies, right?
I think every human, well, at least everybody in the States has committed a felony, but don't commit crimes on Facebook. I mean,
nobody thinks of this as a crime, though.
No, I don't think they do.
You don't make a dish and then sell somebody a plate of it thinking that you're committing a crime. This lady was not, the mindset that she was some mafioso who was flagrantly violating the law. I don't think people are aware of all of the laws out there that they violate on a daily basis. She was likely entirely innocent in her intentions here.
I know that is probably true because everybody didn't spend 3 years figuring out what was illegal, but
right, you're a trained attorney.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that's not fair. Yeah, so when people sell weed, they know, oh, this is illegal. But when people sell food, I don't think that connection is really there.
And the reason they know weed is illegal is because they've seen their friends and family members and, you know, news stories and you know, cops, and there's all kinds of media out there that propagandizes the idea that weed is illegal. But you don't get that. You know, there's not like, this is your brain. This is your brain on taquitos. You know, they're illegal taquitos. Or in this case, what was it?
Ceviche.
You know, they don't have those commercials on, mainstream television. So people are pretty much in the dark about this one. The only time that you find out that entrepreneurial activity like this, or this is not even really entrepreneurial activity. This is just a lady sharing.
Well, and she wasn't even advertising was the thing. Like, she, and I my opinion on the intelligence of the action might be different if she was advertising. She wasn't even advertising. She was on a Facebook page about food, and someone offered to buy it as part of a sting operation.
Yeah, isn't that,
that's really not the same.
Isn't that entrapment?
No.
What can you define entrapment for me? Because I don't really precisely.
Okay, so basically, if, and this is going to vary greatly by jurisdiction in the case law, but generally speaking, if you were down for it before the cop showed up, it's not entrapment. If you had to be convinced by the cop, it's entrapment.
Isn't asking, asking you whether or not you're down for it kind of like...
No, because if you immediately say yes, then you were down for it, apparently.
Okay.
Meaning the cop has to cajole her and, like, you know, persuade her?
The cop has to basically be the cause of why she did it. So if I just walk up to you and I'm like, hey, Ian, do you want to go to Market Basket and buy ice cream? And you're like, yeah. I didn't really...
Entrap you.
Although that's not illegal, like I didn't really entrap you. But if I sit there for an hour and convince you why you should do it, when you wouldn't, like if you had to be convinced,
I see,
it's entrapment. And usually that doesn't even necessarily work. Even though it fits the legal definition of entrapment, you still might go to jail.
Well,
you're really only safe. I would say you're really only safe with that defense because it is an affirmative defense, which means that you have to prove it happened, not the prosecutor. The prosecutor does not have to prove it didn't happen. You're really only safe if the cop, like, orders you to do it. Is probably the only time you're actually safe under entrapment, but that's not the definition of entrapment.
Yeah, it sort of feels like that if a cop asks you, it should be entrapment to me. However, I can kind of see... this is the difficulty of vice crimes. I mean, vice crimes, there's really no victim here. No one has been harmed by this lady selling ceviche. So if, for instance, a lady dresses, you know, maybe like a hooker, and somebody goes up and asks her, hey, you working or whatever, then if she begins the conversation at that point, people could claim that she's entrapping them simply by the way she's dressed. You get what I'm saying?
So, yeah, like, whether that would hold up in court, though.
But who cares? Court's a bunch of morons listening to a bunch of liars. I don't care about court. I'm talking about what's right.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk more about this crackdown on people selling food that they've made to other people. It's just absolutely insane. We've dealt with this here in Keene as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on! Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. year, the number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. We've been talking about a crackdown happening in California with a dozen arrests. The headline, right? I mean, we haven't seen the actual headlines about this in California, but over at Reason.com, they're focusing on one of the arrests, a single mother, Maria Reles, who has been making delicious dishes in her kitchen and trading it with people on a Facebook group, according to Fox 40. But unfortunately, there was an undercover cop who was carrying out a sting operation in that very Facebook group. And now she and about a dozen other people have been arrested in a crackdown on unlicensed food vending.
I'm amazed that these police can sleep at night. What is it like for them back at the station? You know, there's the police that are out there handing out tickets to keep people safe on the roads. There are the police out there that are hunting down the murderers, the rapists, and the arsonists. There are the police that are working the gang unit. There's the narco cops deep undercover trying to get the Colombian drug lords or whatever. And then there's these jackholes that are going on Facebook and bothering ladies that are serving offering to exchange $5 for a plate of food.
That's
on
what we're talking about
Facebook here.
Yep.
I mean I just can't believe it.
Is
this where the dumb cops go? Is this where the ones that have shot people go? Who ends up on this crew?
I mean, a gang member is a gang member. I don't see how this is any different than busting street-level drug dealers or writing tickets or anything like that.
Well, I think most people can see the difference on this one. I mean, you're going to have a hard time finding average people to stick up for a street-level drug dealer. But I think
don't see the difference between this and a street-level drug dealer specifically.
Legally, I agree with you, but...
No, morally.
Well, and morally as well. I mean, they're just selling a product that people want. I mean, I get what you're saying there. But as far as the interpretation of most people cannot relate to being a drug dealer, but most people can relate to making food for friends or family members and sharing it with them. And there's probably been a time when the average person may have been offered some money by one of those friends and family members. That probably doesn't happen that often, but every now and then you make a really good dish. Somebody might say, hey, you spent a lot of money on this lobster bisque or whatever. Here's $5. I thought that was really good. I think that's a much more common experience for the average person than familiarization with drug dealing.
That's true because there are a lot of people who consider themselves law-abiding citizens who will share scripts, and that is entirely illegal. Just
true.
Because you're not, and they know that it's illegal. They don't care. They just think of themselves as different for the sake of thinking of themselves as different.
Well, they're doing it with their friends, or they're doing it with their family members. You usually aren't sharing prescriptions with strangers. You're usually not going to share a prescription with a stranger on Facebook who hits you up and says they want to get some oxy.
You're probably doing it to help people, too, when
right.
you do it.
Someone's got pain. You've got a pain right. management pill. You give them one.
Right. That happened to me. Somebody I know
yep.
gave me I can't remember what it was, but I think it was an Oxycontin or something like that.
And you were in pain at the time.
Yeah, well, I had ruptured my eardrum, and we were on our way to the hospital. I happened to stop off at this person's house. They gave me this. Halfway to the hospital, I told my either wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure what where we were in the relationship at the time, the woman who is now my wife, you can turn around. I feel fine. Let me tell you about my childhood. And, she took me home and put me to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine. And the next day, it hurt, but it didn't hurt like it did. So
they did you a favor.
We looked it up on the internet, and a ruptured eardrum was going to be fine. There wasn't much they could do for it. So going and getting a $200 bill from the emergency room wasn't going to help.
Right. So what I'm saying is more people can relate to this story than they can of a street-level drug dealer being busted. You and I see it as all the same. People should be left alone.
Well, I also think that the cops at the station think of it as all the same. They were committing a crime, and our job is to oppress people who commit or aggress against people who commit crime.
I can't imagine there aren't cops who make fun of this guy.
Well,
right?
Here in New Hampshire, the police, people who are, town cops or state cops, they call the cops that enforce alcohol laws, the liquor commissions, cops, they call them liquor dicks.
Liquor dicks.
And And, you know, I mean, it's a factually true statement.
But wait,
I mean, like,
they're
it's
making
clear.
Fun of them.
They're going, you patrol bars and what? Make sure somebody has a piece of paper? Anybody ever pulled a gun on you? Real dangerous when you're in there.
People who work for the Liquor Commission are assigned to that division. Is there a division in LAPD of trolling Facebook to buy food?
There might be.
Is that an entire division?
Not an entire division.
Or do you just get assigned to that day and you're also doing other things?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that this is, you know, these are the cops that get assigned to this.
Yeah.
This
is tantamount to this. There's a cop here in Keene who masquerades as though he's prostitutes or teenagers on the internet, and that's his whole job. That's what he does. He doesn't have other jobs that he does. He actually gets, like, national headlines because of the work that he does trying to entrap people into, you know, buying sex or whatever.
Yeah, he's a very successful online troll.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's what we're talking about here. A little bit more from the story. The lady in question here, Marisa Reles, she refused to plead guilty and accept a lesser sentence, which would have been probation. So her case is headed to trial. San Joaquin County Deputy District Attorney Kelly McDaniel defended her decision to prosecute. She said, quote, I don't write the laws, I enforce them.
Yep.
And the legislature
said every tyrant everywhere.
Yep. I mean, I'm pretty sure she has at least some prosecutorial discretion.
So of course she
Louisiana,
does.
Louisiana, they have unfettered prosecutorial discretion, but I'm sure that she has discretion on
Absolutely.
That case. I refuse to believe that she doesn't.
Yeah,
she didn't say
ridiculous.
She didn't. She just says she's enforcing the law.
Well, right, but she heavily implied that, well, it's just my job to prosecute cases. When prosecutors tell you that, that is not true.
It's a cop-out.
It's probably true. Well, it's not even accurate. It's probably true for, like, first-degree murder, second-degree murder, aggravated rape. It's probably true for stuff like that to
mm-hmm.
some extent.
They're obligated to prosecute those things.
In some states, I would imagine so. But there, if there is any... If there's any state where it's not the case, I'll be greatly surprised. Where petty stuff like that, they can choose to just not prosecute.
Absolutely. She could have dropped the charges.
Without any repercussions.
Yep. Totally. Yep. So you're totally right about that.
Well, she wouldn't even have to drop the charges. She could let the charges ride for, you know, a year and a half or something like that, and then null process them.
That's a crappy thing to do. But, yes, she could do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the very least, she would show that she just has, look, I got too much to do. Sorry, whoever thinks that this is important, whether you're the police or my boss or whatever, I feel like this stack, you see the stack of crimes with a victim over here, I'm prosecuting these, and I just don't have time to spend a lot of time on your ceviche for $5
Well,
case.
This is important to the state. You have to understand. The reason why she's going with this is because there are people she's a tool. And there are people in the state government who fully believe in the licensing scheme. They are, you know, brainwashed into believing that they're necessary to protect the health and safety of the people of California. And I want to continue the discussion here. You can join us at 855-450-FREE, especially if you believe this lady should be prosecuted for selling a Mexican seafood dish, ceviche. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from the prosecutor in the case. We'll share some more of what she has to say for herself in moments, and you can share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone, but this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Really want to hear from you tonight. You can call about anything, but of course, the discussion we're having at the moment is about people selling food without a permit. There's been a crackdown in California, Stockton, California, where a lady has been, and a dozen people actually, have been arrested for selling food. Not a large amount of food or anything like that.
Like a plate of food.
Like a plate of food to somebody on the internet who, in this case, happened to be an undercover undercover cop. So they are literally doing sting operations on mothers and other interested people who might make their own food for others, make food for people. They're cracking down on that, and it's just absolutely sick. And one of the points I was making earlier was that the state, even though the prosecutor likely has the discretion to be able to say, get this off of my desk. This is nonsense. We've got murderers to deal with. She could totally do that. But the reason why the state has an interest in this is because their whole licensing scheme, they need to keep legitimacy surrounding that. This is part and parcel of why the state wants us to believe that it exists. Like, to protect people is the idea. Well, we're here to keep you safe. We're here to keep you safe not just from murderers, but from poisonous food, from food created in unsanitary kitchens and conditions. You don't want rats running across the floor. You don't want cockroaches crawling all over the place. You don't want people not washing their hands before they're preparing this food or during the time where they're preparing. So we're here to keep you safe. This is why we have the health department. This is why we have health inspectors going around to make sure that you're able to eat the food that is in the best possible condition that you absolutely can experience. That is why we need the state.
They passed Taco Bell with the rats in the kitchen. Remember that one
in New York City
a couple of years ago? And you know, just after a health
department, somebody outside the Taco Bell with a video camera at night was recording rats running around all over the place in the building.
Yes,
you could see them from the street.
That's kind of an extreme example, but that's a really
They had just passed the health inspection the day before.
Well, right, and that isn't all restaurants don't just have rats in them. That shows why the system is just
it's junk.
Silly.
Yeah.
But thinking that the system doesn't—that's just a really delusional way of looking at restaurants. I mean, hopefully your house is cleaner than a restaurant. If it's not, you have problems. But I don't know why people think that restaurants are like sanitary and like that's just a really
delusional belief, right? It's they are under the illusion that the government is there keeping them safe. Well, the reality is the restaurant's as clean as it is because they don't want to poison their customers. They want you to come back. They want you to have a good experience. They want you to tell your friends about it. It's the marketplace that drives cleanliness, whatever level of it. And there are some restaurants that are not very cleanly.
I think that it's true that restaurants, if they, for instance, find out that the inspection's coming, and in many cases, that's how that goes. Like, the inspectors will let them know that that's what's going to happen here in the relatively near future. Mm-hmm. They know the inspection's going to occur.
They'll clean it up a little more.
Yeah, they're going to clean it up. So, I mean, that we can see that there's an incentive to keep things clean.
But the things that they look at you for versus things that actually matter.
That's
like,
true.
We had, when I was working at Wendy's, a health inspector, like, gave us trouble for, so, like, the Frosty machine, one of the gaskets or, what do you call them, washers was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would leak, like, really slowly, like, out of the front. But, like, it wasn't even, like, on the floor. It was just, like, a tiny, like, tiny drip. Like, and so he said that was unsanitary. And it's like, how is that, like, we're not
I promise not to
selling,
serve the drips.
Like, yeah, like, I'm not going to, like, that's not being served to anybody. Like, it's not clean. I agree that it's not clean, but it's not anything you're eating off of.
Right.
So why does it matter? Whereas things that maybe would matter, they just don't care about at all.
Ignore,
like,
sure.
I mean, for the most part, if you pay them, they don't care. And I mean,
right.
Like, legitimate. I'm not talking about paying anybody off. Like, legitimate or legal anyway. Licensing fees, renewal fees. Like, if you pay their money.
Well, there's also some payoffs and some under-the-table kind of things that go on. I've known people in the restaurant business who will tell you that the health inspector will come in, they'll give him a fancy dinner, sit him down in the dining room, and, you know, he leaves. He looks at the ceiling tiles and walks out. And that's it.
Well, right, but you have to be doing something pretty egregious to get shut down. I mean, or even...
Yeah. But that's just it. I mean, what you're pointing out here is that the average person is ignorant about the level of cleanliness and the standards that are actually enforced by these health enforcers. But they believe that because there's that, you know, that plaque is on the wall, that piece of paper is framed up on the wall that says the health inspector, you know, check.
You know,
we paid our fee this year, that everything's safe.
When I'm in a state, and I think this may be California, I'm never sure entirely, where they have the big giant A for the inspection.
I know New York City has it. California may have that as well.
You know, like, if I've seen restaurants that have like a B or a C, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not even there. So I,
well,
I
right, but is that an actual
effective
grade or is that political?
I have no idea.
We don't know.
But it stopped me from eating there.
So people are under the illusion that the government is keeping them safe from food poisoning and things like that, when that's not really the case, as we've pointed out here. But that doesn't, you know, correct people's
Somebody's kitchen would probably be cleaner because presumably they're also eating out of their own kitchen.
And feeding their family out of it.
So they're going to keep it maybe not as clean as I would or you would, but to some extent, reasonably clean.
Absolutely. But all of that doesn't matter. What matters to the state prosecutor here is to protect the monopoly. It's her job to make sure that the licensing scheme goes on. Because if the state were to allow this behavior, if they were to just allow people to openly trade food with one another, to openly sell food to one another from their own home kitchens,
then they couldn't justify their licenses.
Correct. Then it would be curtains for the legitimacy of the licensing scheme in the first place. And there are people who are in business who do not want that to happen. The people in the restaurant industry support the licensing schemes because it keeps people out of the business. It keeps people out of competing with them. Because if you can just open up your own home and have people come in and, you know, either sit down at a table and eat in your own home, or if you're delivering food that you've prepared in your own home kitchen, then you can add competition to the marketplace for relatively low cost, basically for the cost of whatever you're already paying for your power bill and whatever the food product is that you would need to buy to make the food. You don't have to rent a building. You don't have to get, you know, fancy vent hood covers or all this other crap that they require, because there's all this ridiculous nonsense that a lot of states or cities will require that restaurants have as far as equipment is concerned.
Well, if you have a wall of fryers, you are going to want a hood vent anyway. I mean,
sure. But my point is, there's a lot of just ridiculous requirements that they'll put on. You have to have some sort of professional grade stove. You know, there's all kinds of things that you have to do. You have to jump through these hoops in order to be a licensed restaurant.
Well, I can say this, that I knew a lady. I did ad sales, local ad sales for business. Lady who made paninis and
in her home.
No, in a storefront. But the health inspector came in and shut her operation down because she didn't have one of these, grease vents, these hood vents. And these things are, you know, $20,000-$30,000. It's not like they just pop in or anything like that. So essentially her little grilling business or whatever. Now, this was, man, it's got to be getting on 20 years now, 15 years ago. So I'm sure the rules have changed and that kind of thing. But she claimed that she had gotten on their wrong side at some point. So
I mean, I believe that.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to share a story, because this, as far as people go, this is not uncommon for people to share food, for people to sell a few bucks worth of food. And it kind of reminds me of that story out of Florida where an old man, this was years ago, before ride sharing was really a thing, where an old man was cajoled into giving a young, attractive lady a ride for $5, a ride home from the grocery store.
No, he did not give her a ride for $5. He gave her a ride. She demanded to give him money.
So I said he was cajoled into it.
Yeah, but that's exactly what happened, though. He didn't give her a ride for $5.
Isn't cajoled the right word for that?
No, it's not.
No?
What happened was that he gave her a ride.
He refused it,
and
but she
cajoled him into taking $5.
That's what I'm saying. She insisted on paying
him. I just want to make sure that this is abundantly clear. If somebody keeps on pressing money into your hand,
that's more like entrapment.
More like entrapment, right. So, anyway, that was a crackdown on, you know, a 70-year-old man who was just trying to help out a young lady at the grocery store. Turned out she was an undercover agent. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more from the prosecutor in this case justifying her job prosecuting a lady for making a Mexican seafood dish. It's Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. And you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here, especially if you support a crackdown on people cooking food for others without a permit. That's what's happening in California. A lady from Stockton has been arrested, along with about a dozen other people, for selling food without a permit, and the state would have you believe that this is necessary. We're just trying to keep people safe from food poisoning. Well, what they're actually trying to do is keep the existing establishment safe from competition. And not that this lady was opening up any kind of restaurant in her home, but I think that should be allowed too. There have been stories that we've shared on Free Talk Live over the years about these dinner party things.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of it.
Underground dining.
Yeah. There's like some name, there's some term for it, but that's essentially what it is, where a chef who's got professional cooking experience in various different restaurants or whatever sort of decides to strike out on his or her own, and they will cook for people in their own homes or in the home of the chef. And they'll invite, you know, 4 or 5 or 10 people, whatever amount of people they can afford to come over there, as far as how much room they have, charge $50 a head or something like that. And then they do, like, foodie stuff where they have real fancy foods and expensive.
I've met people who could absolutely do that.
Yeah. And so, you know, and the people that are into doing this, as far as attending this is concerned, are the people that are really into food and, you know, they like the expensive stuff. And they also like the kind of the experience of watching the chef cook it.
Well, it's also very special to them. They have been invited to a special dinner made by this special person.
Chef, right.
I'm certain that there is somebody out there in the world that could invite me to their home for $50 or $100 and offer to do whatever it is that they do well, and I would say yes. I mean, I can't, nothing's coming off the top of my head, but I would be interested. There's people that I'm just that interested in, you know?
Right. So, and that's illegal, doing that. Having people over to your home and charging them for the food that you make them is illegal. It doesn't matter if it's your mother. It doesn't matter if it's a total stranger. It doesn't matter if it's your boss. It's illegal to do it. What's legal, as I understand it, now I'm not an attorney, but what's legal is to do all of that with no charge. So you can make somebody food in your home and share it with them. That's no problem. For some reason, the state gets involved whenever money changes hands.
Yeah, giving food away unless you're doing it to homeless people is legal.
Right. In some jurisdictions, yeah, they will crack down on people giving food to homeless.
It's kind of like prostitution. It's legal to have sex. It's legal to work for money.
Right.
But it's not legal to work by having sex for money.
Exactly. You can have sex with as many people as you want. Yep. Take all kinds of ridiculous risks if you want to.
You can take gifts. I would imagine that you can, you know, even demand gifts for sex.
Not explicitly. If you exchange, like, if people, the reason why what a lot of people have going on is legal is because it's not explicit. You can have a long-term or a short-term, for that matter, arrangement where someone's sleeping with you and you give them stuff. Once you say, if you sleep with me, I'll buy you this Coach purse,
then you're
that's
doing prostitution.
Crime.
Yeah, that's true. Now, whether you're sleeping on the MyPillow or not is another question, and I would highly recommend it because MyPillow is a fantastic pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for the past several months, as has Mark, and it's just a fantastic pillow. Not only that, but you can also wash MyPillow, which I've never heard of that with a pillow before.
I'm sure you could wash pillows, but yeah.
It's never really seemed like a good idea. I mean, those things aren't designed for that. They're going to hold the water. You're not going to be able to dry them.
I used to sleep with a down pillow 10 years ago.
You can't put that in the wash.
No. You can't. You can unzip it, put the feathers in something, and wash the covering or something, but God knows what's going on with those feathers.
Right.
What was going on with them when it was new? I mean, they used to be on chickens, for God's sake.
Yeah. I mean, your old pillow, it's inferior. Check out the MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. And then use code FTL. You can get your MyPillow at half price or get two for the price of one. It's up to you how many of them you want. It's a great pillow because it's also guaranteed for 10 years. Got a warranty on it. But it also has a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you're really at a very, very low risk here. Even if it turns out to not be the best pillow you've ever used, you can get your money back if for some reason you're not satisfied with it. But I've been satisfied with it.
Go on YouTube and search Dust Mites. You will buy this pillow immediately because I just watched a special, 2-hour special with my son, about, all the little flora and fauna that's living on us.
Uh-huh.
And some of it is certainly positive. There's no doubt about it, but you don't want it on your pillow.
So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL and get the discount. We're talking about a crackdown on people making food for others. In this case, a young lady in Stockton, California, Ms. Maria Relas, she cooked up a Mexican seafood dish, ceviche, and sold it to an undercover cop on a Facebook group. She had been involved in this Facebook group for a while where people like to trade recipes, cooking tips, and occasionally dishes. In this case, the cop offered her some cash for one of her a plate of her seafood dish and then arrested her along with about a dozen other people. The prosecutor claims that, quote, I don't write the laws, I enforce them, and the legislature has felt that this is a crime. Attorney Kelly McDaniel says selling food not subject to health department inspection puts whoever eats it in real danger. Not to mention it undercuts business owners who do get permits to make their food. She says the 209 Food Spot Facebook group was sent a warning before charges were handed down.
Okay.
She says, quote, food prepared in a facility that does not inspect it creates a risk to the public.
I like that they sent the warning.
Now, it's interesting here because I like translating the bureaucrats speak. Because in my opinion, the public is actually a euphemism for the government.
I think it is, absolutely.
If you actually, because they want you to think they're talking about the average person, the people out there, when they say the public. But when you actually look at the way bureaucrats talk about the public and you actually replace the public with the government, then what they say starts to make more sense. Food prepared in a facility that does not inspect it creates it, which is a strange sentence. Food prepared in a facility that does not inspect it creates a risk to the government. Because, again, as we pointed out, if I want to prepare food in an uninspected facility and give it away, well, there's no problem with that. But if it's something I'm selling, then the risk is to the government. The risk is that the government loses its legitimacy in the mindset of the people. The risk is that the government doesn't get the money that they want to get out of you because you're making money, you're selling things without giving them a cut, they're the ones who are at risk from someone using an uninspected facility. It's not the public that's at, or not the the average person that's at risk, because again, a person making food for others wants that person to go home happy. They want that person to survive the encounter so they'll come back for more. Food is a consumable. You don't just leave somebody with a meal and you know, unless they're leaving the area of town in which, you know, you happen to be,
right,
they're going to likely come back to you if they liked it.
In the absence of government inspections, you can believe that private inspection companies would come right along and begin giving grades.
Some of those still exist even despite the yes, the presence of the public.
They have a higher level of standards.
Oh, absolutely.
Frequently. A lot of chains, restaurant chains. I don't know. You mentioned you worked at Wendy's at one point. I don't know if y'all had this, but I know that there are some chains. They have their own inspectors who will come in unannounced in a lot of cases.
I think all chains have their own inspectors, but I know that some chains hire completely third-party, disinterested outside firms to do it. I know Chick-fil-A does that, or at least they did. I don't think any of the places I worked at that I know of did that. I know they did their internal stuff, though.
Oh, man. It's been too long since I've had Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is good, but they don't have it up here.
Actually, they do. They have one in Nashua.
I meant Keene.
Right.
Yeah, you should add that to your 150-something reason to move to Keene.
Well, there's no Chick-fil-A.
There's no Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Well, we are out in the middle of the woods.
There are some good things to eat here, but it
is
Chick-fil-A.
You get what you get. So anyway, there you go. It's true, by the way, that the article here at Reason.com says it's true that McDaniel doesn't make the law as a prosecutor, but the people who did probably intended for her to exercise discretion in cases like this one, where the alleged perpetrator didn't really do anything wrong. There's a world of difference between operating an illegal business and occasionally accepting some kind of compensation in exchange for a plate of food. The latter is none of the government's business.
Well, and they didn't probably intend it. They explicitly intended it in whatever California's discretionary statute is.
Well, I disagree with Reason in this case.
On what?
The Reason suggesting that it is the government's business to crack down on somebody who's actually operating a business without a license, and I disagree.
Where do they suggest that?
It says here there's a world of difference between operating an illegal business and occasionally accepting some kind of compensation in exchange for a plate of food. The latter, they say, is none of the government's business.
Well, no,
the suggestion there is that the former is the government's business. And no, if you're a libertarian, if you're a liberty-minded person, you should believe that it's none of the government's business, period, who's making food for other people,
sure,
or what businesses are operating.
As we move to the more perfect world, we should first do away with, you know, first they came for the moms that are handing out plates of food for $5, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, those are the people that we probably should leave alone first. It's going to be a lot more difficult to tear down every licensing organization in the world.
Well, they're really kind of intermingled, though, because you can't have one without the other.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the burnout is coming for libertarians. What's the solution after the election?
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag and be
Chief. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info.